Simulation. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines simulation as 1. The technique of using representative or artificial data to reproduce in a model various conditions that are likely to occur in the actual performance of a system. It is frequently used to test the behavior of a system under different operating policies. 2. Within manufacturing resource planning, using the operational data to perform what-if evaluations of alternative plans to answer the question, can we do it? If yes, the simulation can then be run in the financial mode to help answer the question, do we really want to? C. What-if analysis. The simulation method uses trial and error, but generative AI can be used to describe the simulation requirements in natural language, and this can help guide selection of priorities amongst trade-offs. Using this, the AI tool can rapidly build thousands of such what-if scenarios. If organizations use the Internet of Things, IoT, and digital twins, a virtual representation of each asset in the supply chain, these simulations can become quite realistic and robust. A simulation model attempts to approximate the workings of a real system with just enough complexity to generate realistic results without being so complex as to be impossible to create or too error-prone. The idea is to understand how the system behaves given a certain set of assumptions, and to see how the behavior changes if the assumptions or constraints are changed. Like an optimization model, these can be custom models developed in a worksheet, or they can be developed in sophisticated applications available from vendors. Two common uses of simulation models are sensitivity and scenario analyses. A sensitivity analysis alters one variable and holds the other variables at set levels to see how this one change affects the outputs. A scenario analysis comes up with a business scenario and changes a number of input variables all at once to mimic the business situation and see the results. Best case, worst case, and most likely scenarios are common, but any situation can be modeled. These are often called what-if analyses. Another common type is the Monte Carlo simulation. This type is run by setting minimum and maximum parameters for each input variable in a model, and then having the computer run the simulation thousands of times with random settings for each variable each time, within those preset parameters. The results are then compiled to form descriptive statistics for the entire run, such as generating a probability distribution of results, a bell curve of one type or another. What-if analyses can be done to better understand supply and demand risks such as network disruptions, results of mergers, new product introductions, or potential changes in capacity, transportation policy, foreign exchange, customer profitability, and so on. Sensitivity analyses include the impact of the number of DCS or customer service on cost and location impact on both cost and service. They can even handle costs that increase in a nonlinear fashion, such as inventory cost curves or those that step up in costs, such as a capacity threshold boundary that, once passed, requires a facility to be added. Note, however, that a simulation is not the same as optimization, as it simply provides the results for the given input parameters. There may be a more optimum location or other result out there.